USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A judge ordered the Justice Department to give the House secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation, handing a victory to Democrats who want it for the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Chief U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell ordered the department to turn over the materials by October 30th. A Justice Department spokeswoman said it's reviewing the decision. The material covered by Howell's order includes retracted grand jury material mentioned in the Mueller report, which is the only piece of the document that the Democrats have yet to see. General Motors workers voted 57% in favor of a new contract with the company, bringing an immediate end to a contentious 40-day strike that paralyzed GM's U.S. factories. The union will now turn its attention to bargaining with crosstown rival Ford Motor Company. Welcome to your weekend, and thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Hospitals could soon face shortages of critical surgical tools because several plants that sterilize the equipment have been shut down, according to government health officials. The Food and Drug Administration flagged the issue in an online statement to medical professionals, saying the result could be years of shortages of supplies used in heart surgery, knee replacements, C-sections, and many other procedures. The warning follows the recent closure of several sterilization facilities that use ethylene oxide. The gas is critical for cleaning medical equipment, but it can be hazardous at elevated levels and is increasingly being scrutinized by state health and environmental officials. President Donald Trump's company said it is exploring the sale of its landmark Washington Hotel after nearly 3 years of ethics complaints and lawsuits accusing him of trying to profit off the presidency. The Trump Organization says it will consider offers to buy out the 60-year lease, which, since opening in late 2016, has become a magnet for lobbyists and diplomats looking to gain favor with the administration. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. USA Radio's John Clements reports.
Dr. Ann Shookit of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration is banning U.S. flights to all Cuban cities except Havana in the latest move to roll back the Obama-era easing of relations, according to officials. Supporters of the ban said it would starve the Havana government of cash and limit its ability to repress Cubans and support Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, whom the United States is trying to overthrow. Opponents said prohibiting flights would simply make it harder for Cuban Americans to visit their families outside the capital without making a significant impact on the Cuban government. State Department says flights would start being banned in December. Flights to Havana, which account for the greatest majority of United States flights to Cuba, will continue to remain legal. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.